It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Writers Guild of America members have reached a tentative agreement with studios, but the terms are not yet known. CBS's Elise Preston heard from entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel.
What does this mean for everyone else?
We are in a labor moment. We had dual Hollywood strikes for the first time in 63 years. We have the auto workers out. We almost had UPS out. Workers, even non-unionized workers, are sick and tired and have found a straw that broke their back in terms of income inequality in this country.
It was only last week that studio heads were brought in to try to end the strike that lasted nearly 5 months.
SAG-AFTRA actors are still on strike, and the union's video game performers have authorized a strike if contract talks fail, setting the stage for another possible Hollywood walkout. President Biden heads to Detroit tomorrow to meet with striking UAW members. This is auto workers at GM, Ford, and Stellantis plants remain on the picket line across the country. More from WBBM-TV's Sharday Gray in the Chicago area.
In Naperville at the Stellantis plant, more auto workers join the cause, like Don DeJack, who has been working at Stellantis as a driver for 15 years. He's had to make hard choices.
It's been a big sacrifice. It's been hard on my family because I never got to see my kids grow up. I was transplanted up here.
Auto workers say they'll switch shifts to keep their presence out here.
If Congress cannot pass spending bills by midnight Saturday, the government will shut down and at least 4 million federal workers won't get paid. CBS's Weijia Zhang has details.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed numerous times now to convince those lawmakers to compromise, a task that may be even tougher now that former President Donald Trump is urging conservatives to shut down the government if they don't get, quote, everything they want.
Eight people are injured on a JetBlue flight near Jamaica while heading to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
The airline says it experienced sudden severe turbulence as it neared Florida. The flight landed safely in Fort Lauderdale, but seven passengers and one crew member were taken to the hospital for evaluation. The hospital tells CBS News those people were treated and released.
The restarting of student loan payments in October is creating some concern over consumers and their retail spending. More from CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investment firm Jefferies surveyed consumers with student debt and found that 54% of respondents plan to spend less on apparel and accessories and 46% less on footwear.
On Maui, some Lahaina residents returned to their destroyed properties more than a month after wildfires tore through the area, killing at least 97 people. Some search through the charred ruins for mementos. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Kretz Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Okay, do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Well, where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Okay, I gotta confess, she's not a new mom yet. We're on baby watch, and so far, no reports from the home front. And so LJ, little Jane, hasn't come just yet. And if she doesn't come on her own, she will be here. They're gonna induce on Wednesday. So we will certainly keep everybody posted. I know a lot of people are curious and concerned and excited for Kristen. So we will absolutely give you updates as they come in. It's going to be a busy show today. I'm so excited to have our first guest, and he's going to be joining us every Monday in the first hour from 10 to 11. The one and only Todd Alba from the same named show, the Todd Alba Show, from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Civic Media Network. Hey there, buddy. How you doing?
Jane, Greg, I am absolutely fantastic. I'm coming to you live from Eau Claire, from my sister and brother-in-law's kitchen, because I'm up here. I'm up here today. I'm going to do our show here. I'm going to see Garrison Keillor tonight at the new Pablo Center, a beautiful, beautiful civic arts facility. And I thought, wouldn't it be lovely if I did the show from the banks of the Eau Claire River and have the bridge in the background? And so I went down and set it all up, and by golly, there was no electricity in the outlet.
No.
And so I packed everything back up, and
God.
I got back to their house with about 5 minutes to spare. So that's the way Todd's day has started.
Oh, lovely. Well, you look good. I love your sister's kitchen. It looks looks like a wonderful place.
They're great cooks.
Also, coming up this hour, our own Civic Media's Mike Clemens is going to join us at 11:20 with a recap of yesterday's Packer comeback from behind, their 18-17 win. And then at 11:33, Robin Grams with the City of Waukesha will be here to talk about Walktober Wine Walk. So that should be a lot of fun. But right now, we're going to jump right into it. Geez, Todd, so much corruption, so little time.
Right?
It was remarkable. It was a busy weekend. And I guess the latest one, of course, is Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, a Democrat, reportedly will announce his 2024 re-election bid during a press conference today. And that is his first public appearance since his latest indictment. And this is a doozy.
It's crazy.
This is a doozy. In an unsealed indictment Friday in the Southern District of New York, he allegedly agreed to use his official position to benefit three New Jersey businessmen and Egypt's government in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. The indictment also charges his wife and the three businessmen in the years-long bribery scheme. Federal prosecutors say the bribes included gold bars, cash, and a luxury convertible.
Well, that's great, you know. I mean, if you can get it, it's pretty good work.
I guess, but what is astonishing to me, unless I've missed something, there's only New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy,
and Senator John Fetterman, right, are the only ones who have essentially called for Menendez to resign.
Those are the only two I've seen so far. I mean, I think there was a lot of people within the Democratic Party over the weekend that called for his resignation. But as far as elected officials, it's just remarkable, right, Jane? I mean, how, you know, protecting power is not necessarily classified to one party or the other. We've called it out on our show. I know you guys have called it out on your show. I mean, it doesn't matter what party you're in. Corruption is corruption. And I saw the Senator Kelly from Arizona, who's up for re-election next year. I think he's a great guy, great senator. He was on, I believe, Face the Nation yesterday, asked directly by Margaret Brennan if he thought that Menendez should step down. And he gave kind of this mealy-mouthed answer. Well, I think he should very seriously consider looking at, you know, what it means to the voters. Look, I learned a long time ago working in the state capitol from Senator Tim Cullen, Democrat, retired majority leader. He used to tell me, Todd, anytime a politician tells you anything other than a no, it's a yes. And anything other than a yes is a no.
It's a no.
So, I mean, these people need to grow a spine. I mean, Democrats are starting to look like Susan Collins up there in Maine. A strongly worded letter.
Yeah. Oh, and which is so, gosh, that's painful. You know, that right. really carries so much weight when you rebuke someone and say they were naughty. Again, we have due process. There is a reason for that. But the appearance of this is unbelievably bad. I mean, they found wads of cash stuffed in his suits. They found wads of cash and envelopes stuffed in his Senate jacket, which I guess is kind of nice. You know where your bank is.
Right.
Lots of cash on hand. I mean, wasn't it something like $480,000, Todd?
Yeah. And gold bullion, like actual gold bars. I mean, this is not mutually exclusive here. I mean, like you say, everybody is proven or innocent, presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, it's almost like finding classified documents in your bathroom. It's close. It's close.
And one might say that is problematic also. Yet
you would think.
What? Yet for some, it just seems to be that this is how we do business now.
Yeah. But kudos to the governor of New Jersey, a Democrat as well, for saying that he should step down. And that's the thing, that if this guy would just step down, you'd have a Democratic governor appoint another Democratic senator, so it would not, you know, give Republicans control in the U.S. Senate. It really comes down to just doing the right thing, in my opinion.
Well, and yeah, it's doing the right thing, though, Todd. Do we just not do that anymore? 844-967-2789. Is doing the right thing just nostalgia now? Is it just nostalgic? And we just let them slide for as long as they want?
You hope not. I mean, I think there are still good people in the Senate. But again, it's remarkable to me that when you have something like this happen, how much the party system rallies around each other. We've seen it. I think, to be fair, in my opinion, I think in the case of Trump, you've seen a lot fewer Republicans call for him not to run or these ineligible. I will give Democrats, mainstream Democrats, credit for calling Menendez out. I think there's a lot of activists, a lot of party faithful who are saying, look, this guy just needs to step down. But again, other than Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania and the governor of New Jersey, I don't see a lot of Democrats just willing to, you know, call it the way it is.
Which is amazing to me because, and this is not the same thing, but Al Franken was forced to resign,
right,
by his fellow Democrats, and it was a tasteless joke from many years ago, and I'm not excusing what he did. It was a different time. That's a whole other discussion. But is it just we're inundated with so much rotten now that we can't even keep it straight? It's just Clarence Thomas is another one. Supreme Court Justice. Every week, it seems like the news that comes out about him is worse and worse and worse. We have my favorite, Lauren Bobo Boebert from Colorado, who was caught groping her date while he was groping her at a live theater show. And her excuse over the weekend was, it's been 20 years since she's been dating, and they didn't have infrared cameras back then. So now she's on the alert that when you do things in public, people can see you?
It's remarkable. I mean, was it Ocean's 11? There's a line in there at some point where Julia Roberts says, you know, there's always cameras, or there's always somebody watching. You know, that's the society that we live in today. And I think beyond that, Jane, it's just, what do they say? Character is what you do when nobody's watching.
Absolutely.
And so, I think that shows her character. And look, what people do in their private life, I'm certainly not a perfect person, but I think it's the hypocrisy, right? When you start calling out people, when you start saying, I'm the person that's going to uphold family values, when you're attacking other people for who they are and judging them, and then you're doing the same stuff or sometimes even worse behind closed doors, or you thought it was behind closed doors.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, Todd. It's the hypocrisy. But again, I almost think we are becoming immune to it because it's just so widespread and so frequent. The stories come out almost daily, it seems, about bad behavior, and nothing happens. You can chime in anytime. You can text and or call at 844-967-2789. Texter from the 312, Tammy Baldwin, needs to call for Menendez's resignation. I think it would help her in Wisconsin. I don't think it would hurt.
No, I mean, you know, there's all this, you know, once you get to the Senate, you know, there's all this collegial thing. Well, it's not really my place to go after someone else. Well, you know, maybe it kind of is. Maybe again, it's about setting an example. I agree with you, Jane. It's not going to hurt her, certainly, if she would do that.
Somebody's got to do something. And again, he will go through due process. He did resign, I understand, from, because he was on a pretty important committee, is my understanding. And he did resign from that on Friday, but he is adamant that he's not going to resign from Congress. And I just don't get it. Do we not expect better behavior from the people who represent
Jane,
us?
If you're talking, I can't hear you. If you're talking to me, for some reason, I've lost you. I will keep working on my end here,
all right,
but
Greg,
I can't
Bach?
Hear you right now. But
I don't know if you heard that.
You keep on going because you're lovely.
I will keep going as we try and get this little issue figured out with Todd Alba, who is joining us via StreamYard. Talking about Clarence Thomas, his corruption, the apparent corruption of Bob Menendez, who is a Democrat from New Jersey. There was a story not too long ago about Corey Lewandowski, who was a Trump campaign manager, having an affair with Kristi Noem, who is the governor of South Dakota. And now there's more controversy surrounding him because a major donor is demanding his money back because Lewandowski is now working for someone running for office in Louisiana. And it turns out that this donor's former wife was on the receiving end of unwanted sexual advances by Lewandowski in 2021. So every day there's just more and more and more. Check in with us. Let us know what you think. Do we just not care about corruption anymore? Is it all just fine? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away on the Civic Media Radio Network. I fought the law.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and rumbles into the overnight. Clouds and temperatures down to 60 degrees with east winds of 5 to 15. Some of the rain locally heavy in spots. On Tuesday, showers and storms will be likely. Clouds and 66 in the late day. Continued chance of showers early Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
0.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, maybe they should open up a special restaurant for all these mega Republicans where the food is completely uninspected, left out overnight, cooked up at temperatures too low to actually kill bacteria. And let's see how long they last when they're spending half a day, you know, sitting in the bathroom, either vomiting or having, you know, explosive diarrhea. That is what food inspection actually saves us for in this country. That's just one thing. I mean, if you have, you know, remembering back in history class where we were read part of the jungle by, I can't think of his name at the top of my head. But, you
is
know,
it Upton Sinclair? Yeah, right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Upton Sinclair, that exposing the horrors in the food industry, you know, that led to, you know, the Safe Food and Drug Acts that we have, you know, that these guys do not appreciate what a government actually does, and a lot of the mega voters out there do not appreciate it either. You go to a grocery store and you're relatively assured that the food you're getting is uncontaminated, at least with, you know, in the conventional sense, it's can contaminate with all kinds of, you know, agricultural pesticides in the case of some of our fruits, but they just have to get it through their head that, you know, government actually serves a purpose. One of the reasons we revolted against the British government is the government was not providing services that we were paying taxes for. And it's not no taxation. It's no taxation without representation. Now, we have representation now. We're not being taxed, you know, exorbitantly, not exorbitantly, the people down at the bottom of the scale should probably be paying less, and the people at the top should be paying more, because our government provides services to them that makes it possible for them to
You're making a good point, Mark, and the deal is this. We have representation, of course. It's gerrymandered representation, but you're hitting the nail on the head. Why are we standing by while people decide to do something that's going to result in no inspection of food and medicine? The people who cut our Social Security checks and mail them aren't going to get paid, maybe furloughed. And a lot of law enforcement is not getting, frankly, paid. And our Border Patrol agents, our air traffic controllers, why are we doing this? Why are we permitting a handful of sociopaths to shut us down? And, you know, while we're talking about it and talking about representation, an excellent thing occurred. It wasn't excellent in and of itself, but it was an excellent comment, is an excellent example, an excellent piece of evidence on why the fake electors in this state have got to be prosecuted. And here it is. This guy, Kenneth Cheesebrough, remember, he was one of the architects, the intellectual architects of the Green Bay sweep, of this crooked deal, that the insurrection was sort of the face of it, but the idea that they were going to falsely say that there were dueling electors. The states had to decide. They were only going to do it for six swing states, not the other 44. And then the gerrymandered legislatures in those swing states would say, well, you know, we're in doubt, so therefore it's Trump. And they were going to essentially replicate the 1876 debacle between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. Now, Kenneth Chesebrough was the guy, and I'm ashamed to say he's a Wisconsin guy. I think he's from, the Marathon or Portage County. He's a very bad man, very bad man. He has been indicted, along with the other 19, in Atlanta, Georgia, by the terrific Fannie Willis. And he and Sidney Powell thought they were geniuses. They thought they would do something clever and sneaky. So they, under the Speedy Trial Act, demanded a speedy trial. No defendant ever does that. They demand a speedy trial. And you know something? The judge down there is a good judge. He said, all right, you're getting a speedy trial. October 23rd. Today is September 25th. We're talking literally about a month when Kenneth Chesebrough and Sidney Powell are going to go to trial in Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? Chesebrough just filed his witness list. And guess what? Two of the Wisconsin fake electors are on his witness list. One of them is this Robert Spindell, who shockingly is still on the Wisconsin Election Commission's. Spindell, fake elector, not prosecuted in Wisconsin, but he's going to go as a witness in Atlanta to stand up for Kenneth Chesebrough. The other one is Andrew Hitt, or Height, H-I-T-T. I think he's from, where's he from? Richland Center. I think he's from Richland Center. He was the past chair of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, and he was a fake elector, and he is on the witness list for Kenneth Chesebrough, in Atlanta, Georgia, on an October 23rd trial, a month away. Two fake electors. Fannie Willis is going after fake electors in Georgia, and she's only a DA. The Attorney General of Michigan is going after fake electors. Jack Smith is going after Trump personally by himself because he wants to get that trial in before the November election of 2024. But he's depending on the attorney generals and the district attorneys around the country to go after the fake electors. And so far, it's only happened in Michigan and in Georgia. It should happen in Wisconsin, and very pronto. Here you have these, nobody puts on his witness list a witness from another state that is on his side unless he's pretty sure that that testimony will be favorable to Kenneth Chesebrough. Here you have two fake electors who not only signed a document falsely stating that they were the true electors, but are also traveling to Georgia to testify for Kenneth Chesebrough. And what? No one cares? They're not getting prosecuted? That's enough. They've got to be prosecuted. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Now that entertainment writers appear to have reached a deal with studios to end their walkout, the focus turns to striking actors, says CBS's Elise Preston.
Now, with the ongoing actor strike, your favorite shows may not return until next year. And even then, there still could be more trouble ahead. Labor actions for other industry jobs are looming.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin has told striking auto workers at a plant in Bolingbrook that they deserve a raise.
These people are making $20 and $30 million a year as chief executives. I think that's just gone way too far.
Agreed.
We've got to share this wealth and share this success, and you'll get a better work product for it.
A JetBlue flight from Ecuador to Fort Lauderdale experienced severe turbulence today, says CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Seven passengers and one crew member were taken to the hospital for evaluation. The hospital tells CBS News those people were treated and released.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to Maps Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the urge towards violence by the Republican leadership continues. This is the most serious instance of this in politics since the Civil War. In my lifetime, we've never had a president of either party or a leader of either party allude to violence, much less suggest it. But here we have two events that occurred just now that, in my opinion, violate the law. Remember, you can't threaten to kill someone. President, definitely not. Political candidates, poll workers, and all of that. And they're getting all these death threats ginned up by Donald Trump initially and now by the Republican Party. But there are two things that happened just now, just recently, that my judgment should be prosecuted. One of them was Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump hates Mark Milley. Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He retires on September 30th. He retires 5 years from now. So a lot of praise came in. He was a great chief of staff. He was an army general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military advisor to the president, both Trump and Biden, and did a very good job. Here's what Donald Trump said about Mark Milley roughly 5 days before he retires. Quote, Mark Milley committed treason. The penalty is death. Now, let's stop for a moment. People have listened to Trump, crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, shoot his mouth off for a long time. And you can get inured to it. However, what he is doing when he says a journalist or a high-ranking military officer or anyone deserves death, he's not saying that he's going to pull the trigger. He's encouraging lone wolves. He's encouraging some disturbed 18 or 22 or 25-year-old who has guns and to take it into his own hands. He knows what he is doing. That should be prosecuted. That was not equivocal. It wasn't. What they usually do is say something like this to be sneaky. They go, especially with poll workers and Dr. Fauci and healthcare workers and all that, they go, I sure would understand if somebody killed him. I wouldn't do it, and I don't encourage it, but I sure would understand if somebody did. I think that that should be prosecuted. Right now, a lot of prosecutors don't agree with me. You are worried about the First Amendment, but the sneaky attempt to subvert the rules by invoking the cloak of the First Amendment is providing a violent culture, is providing a culture where people have to hire security for themselves or get assigned security. It was Mitt Romney who said that he has to pay $5,000 a day for security for him and his family. Comes close to $2 million a year he pays. Nobody, very few people, 5 or 10 people in Congress could afford to do that. But that's what he has to do. Donald Trump should be prosecuted. Now, is Merrick Garland going to prosecute him? I think any U.S. attorney can prosecute him in any jurisdiction where that comment was aired. That is sufficient venue. However, when it comes to something like that, it would require the attorney general's permission to the U.S. attorney to do it. Is Merrick Garland going to do it? I think Merrick Garland is too cautious. He finally appointed Jack Smith last November. It's now September, and we're going to be hard-pressed to get that trial in before the November 24 elections. He should have appointed Jack Smith a year earlier, and then we'd have the trial right now. He's very cautious. He's very, very concerned. He has the appearance of timidity. And to prosecute Trump now for saying that is something that I don't think, that I don't see him doing. I think he should do it. There's another smaller target, a smaller fish, Paul Gosar. Now, Paul Gosar is a seriously disturbed individual. If you take a look at his face, it's a disturbed face. I do not think it is a normal face. I don't think he has a normal mentality. And he's obsessed with homosexuality. So here's what he said, quote, Quislings like the strange sodomy promoting General Milley should be hung. That's what he said. What he's referring to is the change in Defense Department policy, which preceded Mark Milley and didn't come from Mark Milley or the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It came from presidents and defense secretaries that said that gay people could serve openly in the military without don't ask, don't tell. And that, frankly, was a good development in the military, but Mark Milley had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. A Quisling is a traitor. In Norway, there was a guy named Quisling who was a Nazi puppet. And ever since, it's sort of like the word Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was actually a distinguished general in the Revolutionary War for us. But then at the end, he was going to surrender a key position and we found out about it. And forever afterwards, if you hear that somebody's a Benedict Arnold, you think traitor. Well, in Europe and among people who studied European history, Quisling is the same thing. So Gosar says, quote, Quislings like the strange sodomy-promoting General Milley. Now, hold the phone. General Milley is not sodomy-promoting. General Milley is not gay. And General Milley is applying simply the policies that prior presidents and defense secretaries have ordered, because we have a military that's subordinate to civilian authority in this country. But Gosar said, Quislings like the strange sodomy-promoting General Milley should be hung. He's saying that Milley should be murdered. That is a criminal offense. This is the clown, Gosar, who put out that sort of video that mimicked one of those Japanese odd sort of videos that had him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking and striking Joe Biden. He should have been prosecuted then. It's not a defense that somehow you're in Congress when you do something like this. Here he is saying that the top military officer, the top one in our military, at a time when the Ruskies are going into Ukraine, the time when the Chinese are threatening Taiwan, the mainland commie Chinese, time when Iran is threatening everybody, North Korea is threatening everybody, what does the clown do? The clown attacks and suggests murder of our top military officer. Prosecute him. Prosecute him. The U.S. attorney in Phoenix, Arizona could do it. The U.S. attorney in Tucson, Arizona could do it. But they'd have to clear it with Garland. Jack Smith doesn't have time to do it. These people are so dishonest, these Republicans. They're so violent, they're so threatening, and they're so insurrectionist that it's almost, you can't shake a stick at the number of them that are betraying the country and threatening the country. You can't shake a stick at them. We're going to the lines. The lines are alive. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Your first Gina Beauclair.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Matt. And it's a wonderful show, as usual, educating us on what's going on here. And all we can keep doing is calling and hammering on our representatives and the people that are supposed to do the prosecutions in a polite manner and say, we need justice because justice matters, and we need this done now and not tomorrow, because if they don't do something about it, it's only going to get worse. So thank you so much. Matt, for your education, your time, your expertise, because we're really all blessed to have you on the air. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Gene. I really appreciate your calls. Pat from the East Side, my friend. Thanks for calling. Pat, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I want to reiterate what you've been saying about Paul Gosar. Like you and I, he comes from a very large family, and like Bobby Kennedy Jr., many members of Gosar's family from around the country have openly said he is disturbed. They are completely in disagreement with all of his political and crazy positions, and have endorsed other candidates and have urged people not to vote for their brother because he's mentally ill. And this is the kind of people that the Republican Party now embraces. It is the most frightening and disturbing development in my lifetime. And I'm as old as you, Matt. So I am creeped out in so many words.
Excellent call. Thanks a lot, Pat. And I want to pick up on what Pat just said. Paul Gosar does come from a very large family, as do I, and apparently Pat of the East Side does too. And normally your family stands with you, even if they may not agree with you on a lot of issues. They love you. They should love you. They're your family. And you're blessed to come from a large family. It is true that Gosar's family, his brothers and sisters, have publicly, in writing, said, do not vote for him. Just like Robert Kennedy Jr.'s family, several of his brothers and sisters, and there were nine in that family, have said, we totally disassociate ourselves from our brother. He's out of his mind to be doing what he's doing. I take no joy in any of that. It's a very, very sad thing when that happens. You like to see families come together. But with Paul Gosar in particular, Paul Gosar is threatening violence. He threatened, he put in this video, and I think he then thought that somehow he was cloaked in a First Amendment sort of anti-kryptonite thing, and he'd get away with it. He'd kill him, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another member of Congress. And he's attacking physically in this video, he, not just some emoji character, Joe Biden, that's the president of the United States. That's one they really pay attention to. Marjorie Taylor Greene called for the murder of Nancy Pelosi. And she called for the murder of Hillary Clinton. Now, let's just quick disassemble why these none of these people have been prosecuted so far. Donald Trump, as he's running for president, he's a former president, and he says that Milley is a traitor and the penalty is death. That is prosecutable. The question is there a prosecutor now when Trump is being prosecuted on 91 felony indictments, charges in four jurisdictions? Say, how often do we have to prosecute this guy? You know, you got Al Capone, you know, in four jurisdictions, and there's another body that shows up in the Chicago River. Well, are we going to prosecute him again? I think yes. But who am I? I'm just saying I think yes. Paul Gosar, because he's in Congress. But to say that the top military officer in the United States should be hung, should be hanged, but the guy is not over there, that he should be hung, that is prosecutable. But he's in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene called for the murder of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton before she was in Congress. She should have been prosecuted. Somehow they let it go, and then she got into Congress, and she's one of the ones who wants to shut down the government. These people are traitors. They're traitors to the United States. But more importantly, at some point, you've got to stand up to violence and threats of violence. If you don't stand up to threats of violence, violence then occurs. If you don't stand up to threats of violence, violence then occurs. And there's got to be prosecutions. It's routine. Fannie Willis has gotten more death threats than she can count. And hateful talk about the N-word, worse than any other civil rights leader in Georgia. Where are the prosecutions? If you can't do all of them, do a couple of them and send them to jail for 5 years. That'll get the attention of these people who threaten violence. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and rumbles into the overnight. Clouds and temperatures down to 60 degrees with east winds of 5 to 15. Some of the rain locally heavy in spots. On Tuesday, showers and storms will be likely. Clouds and 66 in the late day. Continued chance of showers early Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
1.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today? I think we've lost Stephanie. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Very troubling with all these death threats. I don't know how they get away with it. If I call you and say I'm going to kill you, Matt, I mean, you got my phone number. I don't know how people don't know how this is going. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know. But at any rate, with all this that's going on, the government shutdown and death threats and everything else, the thing that really troubles me the most is Trump is leading in the presidency in the Republican Party. So it's just. Seems like all the stuff is falling on deaf ears, and if you don't somehow prosecute the fake electors and all this stuff, all you got to do really three states. If you could flip three states, because it just leans that way, and you talked about it some last week, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, for two of them, you flip them, Trump wins, and right. It just seems to me that this all this stuff falls on deaf ears, and my goodness gracious. The last thing I want to ever see is Trump anywhere near power. And this Congress, this Republican Congress, this whole thing is, I don't know, that's all troubling also. I mean, you're talking national defense and everything else here. So just keep getting the word out, Matt. Maybe somebody will figure this out and something will be done. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Excellent call. Yeah, let me comment on that. The truth of the matter is, let me first of all talk about the polls. The polls right now are fairly meaningless. The composite of all the polls show Trump at 46% and Biden at 46%. But the issue hasn't been joined yet. People haven't thought it out and people haven't gotten full information. And when you say he's ahead in the Republican primary, sure, but look at the rest of them. Have you ever seen a sorrier group of people? Really, a sorrier group of people. I mean, my God Almighty, you have Vivek Ramaswamy, whose message is identical in foreign policy to the Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, number one. Then you have DeSantis, who shames himself daily. The only guy that's talking any sense is Chris Christie. He's at 2% in the polls. We're going to the lines. We're going to do it in order. We're going to start Stephanie of Madison. What's your mind today, Stephanie? Thanks for calling.
Hey, you bet, Matt. I got it at the tail end. I missed most of the show, but man, you're hitting what I want to talk about. These people should be prosecuted, not only for our sake, but for theirs. Okay. I'll tell you, there is so much rage and anger, and there's a lot to get enraged and angry about. But you have to pay close attention to what is going on, including with yourself, because any one of us, if you're not careful, could get ourselves in a world of trouble. It's a downward spiral. It's a rabbit hole. It's absolutely insane. I find myself at times just getting enraged, and I would, if I repeated anything that maybe I've said to my very closest family members or friends, I could be in legal trouble. anyways, that's all I want to say, everybody. We've got to take care of ourselves and each other and realize that we are all human beings, okay? So right. with that, I'm going to hang up.
Excellent call, Stephanie, as always. Thank you. Lee from Yuba, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Lee?
Hey, congratulations on your wonderful show, you fellow veteran.
Thank you, Lee.
Conversation earlier, and it was about Paul Goldsart. And I guess one of the problems that we have as Democrats is the fact that we're far too nice. Republicans are vicious, and they'll go after anything, anytime, in the worst way possible. And I think Democrats have to learn to be more aggressive themselves. And, you know, this cases against Goldsart and the others that are doing things that are unconstitutional and could be prosecuted, we don't. And we certainly should. I think that's one of our faults.
That's an excellent point, an excellent point. And let me give an example going back. Actually, it goes back almost 50 years, 40-some-odd years. When Jimmy Carter was running in 1976, and Jimmy Carter is a good man, and he was a good man, and he was a good president. Somehow Reagan bamboozled them with Hollywood glitz and all that. But the chairwoman of the Utah Republican Party said at a meeting that Jimmy Carter should be killed, or she'd like to kill him. The Secret Service went and talked to her, and she got emotional and said, I didn't mean it. She said, I could give him a hug and all this. And they ended up not prosecuting her, but the message got out. You don't say that kind of stuff. When you casually shoot your mouth off like crooked Donald Trump, or frankly, insane piece of garbage, Paul Gosar is not going to hang General Milley. Donald Trump is not going to hang or strangle General Milley. But what they do is they set the table. There was an instance a long time ago, and this goes back to the 80s, when one of the aldermen or aldermanic candidates in Milwaukee alluded to that maybe somebody should stand with a rifle and I-43 and pick people off in their cars. Now, if you've driven through Milwaukee, I-43 comes right through the city, and you know there are little hills on either side. And he was ultimately arrested. You can't have that kind of talk. You have that kind of talk in Asia. You have that kind of talk in Africa. You have that kind of talk in the Middle East. We do not have that kind of talk. You can't have that kind of talk. It's not just a matter of politeness. It's a matter of the foundations of our civilization, of our Constitution, and the Enlightenment that gave rise to our Constitution. If you casually threaten and then grin, you know, snicker, wink, oh, I wouldn't do it, but I can understand it. The pieces of garbage that say that should not be elected. If there's anybody out there listening to this, and I know you are, or Republicans or independents, or you don't know which way you're going, the bar is low, but not that low. You cannot vote for a party that countenances that. And even if someone you think is more moderate, if he's not willing to stand up to that, you can't vote for him. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn Director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.